On July 24th, Stephen Kastner's son, Corporal Stephen W. Kastner, was hit by 52 pieces of shrapnel when a roadside bomb blew up beside his Humvee. The Army report prepared by Major Patrick LeDuc, a staff judge advocate for the Army, found no evidence that Kastner, a specialist in the Field Artillery Battalion, could have been saved if his unit had better training. But the elder Kastner reads the report differently. He says the report makes it clear it was poor training in radio communications that caused a delay in medics reaching his son in time.
Our son went into cardiac arrest 30 seconds before the helicopter touched the ground at the hospital. Repeatedly, the report said that he had strong vital signs and was yelling from the pain. The 25 minutes that they lost because they didn't know how to use the radios and they couldn't communicate with one another from within this two-mile-long convoy is what cost our son his life.
Kastner also points to a statement in the Army report that says the Humvee his son was riding in is the best armored vehicle the Army has in Iraq and could not have protected his son from the injuries that killed him.
So what they're saying is what we've said all along, that the Humvees are death traps, they're tin cans, they're not properly armored, they were never designed to be armored. They were designed for as runabout utility vehicles, as Jeeps, and they don't protect anybody against anything.
Kastner says the Army does have better armored Humvees, and it's not supplying them to convoys like his son's because they cost $250,000 each. That's twice the cost of the Humvees his son and most other soldiers on convoys in Iraq are using. But Kastner blames the Defense Department, not the Army, for trying, as he says, to win the war on the cheap. Kastner is a supporter of the war and says he and the families of other deployed soldiers are calling on Congress to give the military the money necessary to prevent more soldiers from being killed by roadside bombs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.